This is WHCC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. And our guest this morning is Mayor Kurt Dykstra. And good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Juke. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Well, we have some cold weather out there, but...
Not in here.
So we're comfortable, and we have some things to talk about. And if any of you out there have a question you'd like to ask the mayor this morning, feel free to call us here at 395-1450. Okay. Leaves are gone.
Well, sort of.
Yeah?
Working on it. Yeah, leaves and snow. That's not a good mix, but...
I know it.
Crews are out there still picking up the last of the leaves, so give them a little extra room and remember, no more leaves on the street at this point. And anytime the snow comes, then it before the leaves are gone, it adds to the work.
Yes.
But they're working on it, so they're out there doing their best, doing their jobs. So to the crews that are out there day to day, thanks for that work. And we know that it'll get picked up. I don't know exactly the timing. They hope to have it all completed, but I'm sure it's quite soon. Though the snowfall that we got earlier in the week certainly caused a little bit of...
And those crews are out there, too.
It's the same crews, basically. Yeah, so it's there are certain times where, you could have a whole bunch more manpower, but then the question is, how do you keep those folks busy during the course of the entire year? But then there are times when, you've got, 80 hours worth of work and 40 hours to do it in. So it just takes a little bit longer to do, and they'll get at it, but just know that it's the same people both plowing and picking up leaves, so cut them a little slack if you would, because they're
indeed.
Working hard.
All right. And we hope that we don't get too much of that snow this year. It'd be kind of nice if we could have a nice, cozy winter, but not...
Yeah, I guess I'm one of those people who enjoys the snow for sure during the month of December, so we have a good, healthy, white Christmas with big piles of fluffy snow that's good and clean and freshly fallen.
Strange, and then, I always like to mow the lawn on Christmas Day.
Well, I guess to each his own, maybe. and then, January's good, but boy, by about mid-February, it's you're starting to get those itchings to get springtime.
All right, want to talk a little bit about the... city's insurance rates, health insurance.
Yeah, health insurance, big topic nationally. The implementation of Obamacare has certainly caused some disruption in the insurance market. We have been in the city pretty proactive with how we deal with health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
For a good decade or so, we've been self-insured, which means that we run our own health insurance system. We do reinsure some of that, so there are some major types. If we have major claims, anything over $100,000, then we have catastrophic insurance that the city purchases to handle those kinds of things. But for the first $100,000, the city has reserves in place that it uses to pay those kinds of claims. And we hire an outside group to administer our policy and our plans, and they help us also set rates based upon both what we expect our claims ratio to be, what we're going to have to pay out of that pot that we have, but also what the catastrophic insurance premiums are going to look like. Well, we've seen over the past decade or so that this has been a tremendous I don't know if I want to call it cost savings. It's tough to say cost savings and health insurance at the same time.
Yeah.
But when we compare the rates that city employees pay versus what other government employees pay, what some of our private sector comparisons pay, we have a very, very good plan. This past year, our health insurance rates kick in January 1. They're on a calendar year basis. And this upcoming year, we are actually able to hold those rates that we charge our employees flat, and that's
mm-hmm.
because we've had good claims management, and we've just been able to hold down our costs. And so this is not a story you're going to hear many places, but our health insurance rates are going to be flat in 2014.
Very good.
And, obviously this is good for our employees. It's excellent for our employees, but it's also, I think, good for the entirety of the people who live in the city. Because, this is part of the benefit package paid to city employees and therefore is part of the costs that the taxpayers bear. So we're able to hold those rates flat this upcoming year, and I would say in large measure it's because of the good work that our staff has done over the past few years in making sure that, we're managing the system well and doing well with, what we've been charging. So that's good news for us, I think.
Yeah, the self-employment system is not affected by the law of the Obama law.
Well, there are some effects that we have. Every employer has some degree of effect, but what you've been seeing in the news lately has been primarily driven by the individual marketplace. Mm-hmm. So those who don't get their insurance through their work, that's what's seen the tremendous rate shocks of late, most recently in the news. And but I, there's a report out that suggests that about 80 million people who get their insurance through their employer are also going to find themselves at least substantially affected, if not outright, their employers dropping coverage and sending them into the marketplace. We have no intention of doing that, certainly at this point. Instead, we're trying to manage our plan with as much flexibility and as much planning as possible. And as I said earlier, even in past years, comparatively, we've been able to offer a very good plan at a very, very competitive rate. And in 2014, that just has become something that's even better in that we can hold our rates flat.
All right. We're here with the mayor today, and if you have a question for him, give us a call, 39.
Me provide. I walk to my car every night with a smile on my face, feeling good about my day. To learn more, visit oakcrestcommunities.com.
We're here with the mayor this morning, and if you have a question, 395-1450, our line is open for you, and it's a beautiful day out there. Lots of sunshine and blue sky. Well, not all blue sky, but...
But better than in Berrien County, right, where they're getting potentially
yeah.
a foot of snow?
Yeah, they
had... round the bend from Chicago to West Michigan
and
vice versa.
Today. We're lucky today. We're lucky, extremely lucky today. All right, we're talking with the mayor this morning, and we have a lot going on behind us here in the marsh and over toward the windmill.
Right.
And it's making progress.
The windmill is making progress. It is basically back up and running. It has been spinning. They've been doing some testing to make sure all is well, and they've been doing some additional training. The Dutch engineer windmill fella has gone back to the Netherlands. He provided some additional training for not only Elisa, our certified miller, but also some others. We've got many mm-hmm. people who are now trained as to how to operate the thing. It's in good shape. It looks fantastic. As I've jokingly said to others, for all of our Notre Dame fans, you now have a golden dome here in Holland as well.
That's right.
The other thing that's, in addition to all the projects happening on the island and the continued fundraising effort to especially do some of the pathway work from north and south sides, and I'll briefly touch on that in a second. One of the other things we've been doing is burning off the marsh. There's this invasive species that has been kind of growing wildly in the marsh area.
Yes.
And the intention was to burn that off, a controlled burn. But because of both wind and rain, weather conditions, it's not going to happen this fall. So we're going to push that back until the springtime. So if anybody was sort of following the question about when the marsh was going to be burned, you'll have to wait till spring now.
Hmm.
We're still, as I mentioned, still in some fundraising efforts for the Windmill Island Garden Project. And at this point, what we're really looking for is additional work to be done on some of the pedestrian pathway that's going to be built along the south side, along the existing roadway, but finally a separate pathway that if you want to walk, bike, take a stroller, you're not sharing the road with cars. And also, for the first time, a connector path, a pedestrian bridge over to the north side, so it can become part of the trail network and bike path network that is throughout the area. It'll be a wonderful addition, and will make the island really a fantastic spot to not only see the windmill and all the Dutch stuff, but just to spend some time, because it's incredibly tranquil and beautiful any time of the year.
I'll be looking forward to parading through there when it's completed.
Indeed, as will I. And 2015, remember, is the 50th anniversary of the opening of the island and the opening of the windmill in town. So
yes.
The goal is to have everything done, ready to go by 2015 on that pathway stuff. And hopefully we'll be there. And if not, by 2015, shortly thereafter.
I was there that day, and I hope to be there for the 50th.
Indeed. Well, we'll love to have you there.
Very good. All right. We're here with the mayor this morning. 395-1450. Our line is open for you. And we have holiday parades coming up. And
we do. Yeah, we've got actually two in a week.
It's
almost like tulip time with that kind of
thing.
You usually have to pay extra for that kind of excitement. But in December, we get that here. So Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday, December 4, is the lighted parade, the holiday lighted parade, and that has turned into, you know, I think that there's, even in my time in public life here in Holland, there's been a couple of things that have really kind of taken off. One, I think, is the St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Oh, yes.
That never really existed before, say, a decade or so ago. The other is the holiday lighted parade. That has really become a very fun event and a very popular event. Everybody, of course, loves Christmas lights, and there's just a festive mood, especially in, you know, right after Thanksgiving into that early part of December. So on Tuesday night is the annual holiday lighted parade. Many, many entries all lit up. Be a festive night. Of course, it's free, so show up. And the parade ends with the jolly old obese man in the red suit, and he'll be greeting children at the farmer's market area afterward. Then, 3 days later, on Friday night, is the annual Sinterklaas parade. So it's right around the Dutch time for Sinterklaas coming to visit, and he also visits us in Holland with Pete, his little helper or helpers, and he'll ride the white steed down, I think, 8th Street this year, and ending at Centennial Park, sing a few songs, and then he'll be greeting children at the museum again this year. So both wonderful events in downtown Holland really help set the mood for you know, what the holiday season is like in our community, and they both happen in 1 week, you know, within the same week. So it's
pretty amazing.
It's wonderful. Great times.
All right. Time out for a word here. We'll be right back with the mayor.
You have a full sport, Zeal and Print Shop in Barber Ford. It's the Ducks and DeWitt, Saturday night at 7:10 p.m., live from Ford Field on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, your hometown sports station.
Well, I guess on a night like that, Mayor, we're all Ducks fans.
We're all Ducks fans that night. So that'll be great. I mean, congratulations to them, and let's hope that they can pull off not just a great season, but a state championship as well.
Yeah, very good. All right. Anything else you want to discover or cover this morning?
Oh goodness, boy! You got to hate those questions, right? Because you always think of something immediately after you're done. You know, I think that as crazy as it sounds, we begin thinking about budgets for next year shortly after Christmas. So we, you know, by the next time you and I talk in December, we'll be thinking hard and heavy about budgeting for the upcoming fiscal year.
And that's not a slow process, not a fast process.
No, it's not a fast process, but you know, it's one that's pretty important. So we want to take our time on it and want to make sure that we provide good value for the tax dollars that are received. So the other thing that I just, you know, a brief update on where we're at in the power plant planning process.
Yes,
the BPW has been working very, very hard. They've got almost all the properties now secured. The process has gone, I think, very well. We have struck deals with almost all the property owners, and my understanding is, though, there may be, you know, a few left, and those are more in process as opposed to major stumbling blocks, just getting all the paperwork taken care of. And again, for the listeners, just to remember that, you know, I think all of us have a good deal of understanding and empathy for those who are affected by the plant. I still think it's the right spot to go for the long term, and it's going to be a tremendous benefit for the entire community. But some of us in our community are going to bear a disproportionate burden having the plant in what was their neighborhood.
Right.
So what we have done, you know, the BPW is an arm of the city of Holland, so therefore it has the right of eminent domain, meaning it can condemn property, paying fair market value for it. But Michigan, in its wisdom, and I agree with this wholeheartedly, says that when we're dealing with residential property, especially, and other kinds of property, we have to not just pay 100% of what it's worth, but 125% of what the property is worth. So if someone's house is appraised at $100,000, for us to buy it, we have to pay $125,000. And then what we've also, and we're happy to do it, and what we've also done is arranged for no cost for that transaction, and also assistance and no cost for helping these folks who've been affected by this to buy new properties. And then what we've also done is we have arranged to pay for the moving costs as well. So that wouldn't be a cost. And then what we've also done is if they took the deal within a certain window, we offered some additional money understanding that it's an inconvenience, and we want to be as sensitive as possible. So
okay,
that's moving along, and I think we've got a call
here. We have
here.
A call here.
All right.
Good morning. You're online with the mayor. I guess not.
We had a call, but...
Had a call.
Oh, well. And then that's moving forward. Additionally, the planning on the plant itself is moving forward. I've been in a series of meetings talking about what that area might look like and the architectural renderings of what the physical plant might look like. And also then there's been a lot of work being done on the air permit. We need an air permit to build this from the state of Michigan, from the DEQ. Even though the emissions for this plant will be 95%+ better than what the DeYoung plant is, you still have to get the air permit.
Yeah.
And to do that, you do go through a whole series of tests and modeling and all sorts of stuff that I'm not even remotely qualified to talk about. So I'll just say we have to do those kinds of things. And then we also have to get the financing in place, because what we're going to be doing is bonding for a substantial portion of this plant. So you want to get all those ducks in a row so that when you go out and sell the bonds, you get the best rates possible. And so all that work's being done, and it's all on time and on schedule.
Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
Good morning, Duke. I was just listening to radio about this deal on the Fifth Street in Fairbanks. I'm a resident up there, and I think that the city... the mayor and all these other people that are involved are candy coating this. They're saying that, oh yeah, we're giving you this and we're giving you that. Well, I just want to make something clear. I hope someday that the mayor gets his house fixed up and everything the way he wants it, and somebody comes up and says, this is what we're going to give you, and it ain't near the price what it's worth. They told us that when this whole deal started out, the realtor company that they're working with, they said that they would find us a place. That is totally, totally untrue. So, Mayor, please, before you say any more and candy coat some more stuff for the people around, do your homework. Thank you. There's actually people living in motels that got scared to live in a motel because they didn't give them the price for their house. So just think about that, Mayor, and I hope your Thanksgiving goes good.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Your comments?
Yeah, I guess all I'd say on that is, I don't know the gentleman's specific situation, but I will say that what we have done is we've hired professional persons who assess and appraise the properties at what the market bears them at, and that's the number from which 125% plus is generated. And again, I sympathize and empathize, because as I said, there are certain members of our community who are impacted by this in a disproportionate way, and we're trying to do our best to be more than fair with those persons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 395-1450 here if you'd like to talk to the mayor this morning. Mayor, we've been taking some action on property that is less than, shall I say, pretty.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of that. It's some of it's dealing with sort of aesthetic things, but primarily it's more health and safety related. We took action this past week on the ability of someone to basically use an unenclosed front porch as a storage facility. Putting interior kinds of things on the outside, whether it's couches and we've seen pianos and those kinds of things. And certainly there's a neighborhood value issue there, but also there's a question of and concern of appropriateness and health, safety, and welfare. I mean, couches are not designed for outdoor use, and you get questions of potential mold and potential rodent infestation and those kinds of things, and it's just frankly inappropriate. So in the same way that you can't have a rusted out vehicle on blocks in your front yard, we've dealt with this issue because we were seeing some problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, so that's kind of where we're at, and other communities have done this for many years, and we're just playing catch up a little bit.
I think most of us have taken a ride around the city, and we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's anytime you're dealing with zoning kinds of regulations, you're dealing with questions of balancing the rights of a neighborhood and community versus those of a private property owner. And the great continuum is, on the one hand, you can't just say, well, I can do whatever I want in my property. I can have a rendering facility because it has a spillover effect on a neighbor's property. But on the other hand, you know, you don't want to have a situation where everybody has to plant pink right. petunias either because the city tells them to. So trying to find and strike that appropriate balance is one that I think people can reasonably disagree on, but ultimately it's one that the council tries to balance as best we can, and we don't go looking for issues necessarily, but when things come our way, you know, we're the ones who have to kind of deal with them, and this is one of those situations.
Right. All right, time out here for some weather, and Holland's Hometown Forecast is brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. Stop in and spin the prize wheel on Black Friday. That's not far off, is it? All right. And the weather, huge snow showers today with a high of 37, and tonight's snow showers with a low of 23, and tomorrow afternoon snow showers with a high of 28. So there you can see what you're going to have on your holiday. Not the best. Right now we're looking at 24 degrees here in the Tulip City, and we're here with the mayor this morning. Our number is 395-1450. Still have time for a couple of questions if someone has something. 395-1450. Line is open this morning. Anything else we wanted to cover this morning?
Just, you know, I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and hope that everyone's feast is good. Remember, tonight is the event that the Holland Rescue Mission puts on at the DeVos Fieldhouse. I think they're expecting about 1,400 people to be there for that event. It's really, I mean, the Rescue Mission has done a wonderful job with this program. And we've had tremendous community volunteer interest, and that's always a good thing. And then kudos to Hope College for opening up the DeVos Fieldhouse for this. I mean, we used to do it at the Civic Center, and you do it in two servings, two shifts, so to speak. But because of the size and capacity of the Fieldhouse, we can do it in one. It's a tremendous community event, and we get people from you know, the Gilmore Collection up in Grand Rapids, who come down and help serve. I mean, it is very professionally run. You've got people in the restaurant business taking charge of the actual serving of the meals. Yeah. And, you know, those of us who volunteer, you know, we do what we're told, and it's wonderful. But people should have good confidence that the food is being prepared well and served well, and it's a great event.
Very good. Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
There is a house on Central and 24th, opposite the bed and breakfast, that has been for years overgrown, completely overgrown. And I'm wondering why that is still permitted. There's things all over the place. It's completely overgrown, and I would not want to live there thinking that there might be animals in that yard. It's been for years, and I'm trying to think why that hasn't been cleaned up. Do you know where I mean?
I know 24th. Central and 24th, and I'm trying to think of the
24th and Central. It's across from a B&B.
Yep, and I
and the school. It's at the end of the school.
Okay, I know that area. I'm trying to think of the particular house, and I can't quite.
Well, it's the last one.
Okay, I'll take a look at it, and I'll drive past.
You would be shocked. It's the worst. It's the worst looking place in Holland, as far as I'm concerned. So I think it would be dangerous, really. There's things all over the place, and particularly overgrown.
Yeah, and again, the sort of the standard that we have to follow is not not simply that something looks bad, but that there's health, safety, and welfare issues.
Well,
and certainly,
I'm sure it could be looked into, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If someone knows of such a place, who can they call?
Well, they can do a couple of different things. One is you can call City Hall, and the department that handles that is the same department that you get building permits from and all that kind of thing. I don't know that number off the top of my head, so you can just call my office at 355-1311, 355-1311, and we'll direct you in the right way. Or the city has something on the website or also a mobile app you can download onto your smartphone. You can report those things, and you can also track it to see what happens to it as well.
Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, and good morning, Jew.
Good morning.
Now, another house is on the corner of 16th Street and Central Avenue, right behind that antique, and they are related. It's mother and daughter, as far as I know, and it's been a mess for years and years and years. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we've actually I know what house that one is, and we've engaged in some litigation over that one and have not had success in the court system on that. It's a very tricky process to do because you know, You can't sort of focus on what's pretty and those sorts of things, but you have to focus on health, safety, and welfare. And it's a tough standard to overcome if the city actually does take substantial action. So I know exactly the house you're talking about, and we even had some litigation in the past regarding it.
Any action you take is very seldom met with joy.
Well, that's right. And you know what? I suppose it shouldn't be, for goodness sakes.
Right.
You hear the same kinds of comments of why can't the city do something about this particular thing or that particular thing.
Let's take this call.
Oh, sure. Sorry, I didn't realize we had one.
We just have about 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
Hey, he's a city. Condemn it and bulldoze it. They do it to everybody else.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
that simplifies everything.
Here we go. I don't think that's going to be the plan, but it's a thought.
Well, Mayor, we certainly thank you for being our guest this morning here on Talk of the Town.
Thanks, Juke.
Taking the heat. And,
It's all good. It's all good. Great community. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah, have a good Thanksgiving, you too, with your family.
Thank you. You also.